Good morning. The time in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean is 9 o'clock, and welcome to another edition. It's 15 minutes with Co-operators General Insurance, where we discuss preventative measures drivers can take to avoid motor accidents.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. for 15 minutes with Co-operators General Insurance, discussing preventative actions drivers can take to avoid motor accidents.
And in with me this morning again is the CEO of Co-operators General Insurance, Anton Lovell, and Mr. Leon Blades, retired, assistant superintendent. He's retired now, but very much with a passion for road safety, and actually wrote a book on how to avoid collision. Mr. Lovell, good morning to you.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning to listeners.
Mm-hmm. Remember
last week's program? Mm-hmm. We dealt with rear-end collisions.
Yes.
Mr. Blaze had identified that these accidents are caused by the driver's inattentiveness, being distracted, and tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this week now, we are moving on to another frequently caused occurrence, that is overtaking.
Ooh.
Particularly involving collisions when drivers attempt to overtake and whilst doing so come into contact with the vehicles directly ahead of them, whose driver reduces speed and attempts to turn right into a minor road, thus causing a collision. So we're going to put Mr. Blaze on the spot.
I'm sure he's been on the spot many times, and that's why he's written that book. Anyway, if you have any questions or comments that you want to make, remember you can send me a WhatsApp message, 266-4862. And if it's something you want them to possibly look at for other editions of this special road safety program, please put that in there as well, and I will share the information. So, Mr. Blades?
Thank you. Good morning, all the listeners. Again, I'm pleased to be here to share my knowledge and try to educate the general public on how best to use the roads. Now, listening to the scenario as explained, there are two distinct maneuvers, but a common mistake made by drivers. Now, Regulation 31.6(b)(2) of the Road Traffic Regulations 1984 suggests that A driver should not overtake where roads intersect or fork. The intersection or fork should be on the side. The concern is where the side is on the right. So if you're going to overtake and your junctions are road roads fork on your right, there's a danger in that you can expect traffic coming to the junction may want to turn right or left, as the case may be. So you don't even have a concern about vehicles coming approaching from the opposite direction, but you also will be concerned of vehicles coming to that junction. So the thing is, do not overtake at that point. So this is how we read it from the enforcement, because we don't see the risk. Every junction is on your left, because you can't, the other vehicles ahead of you, the only problem is when it comes from the right. So if you think of it that way, you realize that there is a problem. So the driver, before he must ask himself one or two questions. Is it legal? Whether there's road markings or not. Because it's likely that road markings, common sense or road sense should tell him that is not a good place. It is not, whether it's legal or not, I should refrain from overtaking at that point. Another question you should ask, is it safe? Can I carry my maneuver and get back to the side without causing an accident?
But wouldn't that be like the first question? For me, that's the first thing. Is it safe to overtake? I would think that's the first.
Right. So those are the things that we drivers should be asking questions. Is it safe? Is it legal? The next question, is it necessary?
Ah.
Is it necessary? Or am I caught? Should I be caught by surprise? Should I be caught? Would I be caught by surprise if when I begin to carry out the maneuver that the driver will turn? So you have to be sure. And if the driver is reducing speed, you should look for telltale signs. Does he have on an indicator? Those are the things. Even if you're traveling behind a bicyclist, the bicyclist might be just looking over his shoulder. Those are telltale signs that driver in front may, that rider or the user may want to turn right. So those are the things. But maybe the driver had realized, when I get to, I want to get close enough to this junction so that I can turn from my left side to the next left side without encroaching on any other driver's path. So those are the concerns that the driver, the overtaking driver, should be concerned with. Is it legal? Is it safe?
Or is it necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So drivers don't think about those things.
But they should.
But let me ask Mr. Blaze, though, is there any responsibility on the driver ahead changing directions?
Right. So the driver ahead changing direction, he may have contributed, but by what degree? But the driver ahead making that turn should indicate, check his mirrors. So the thing in the mirror, signal, maneuver, mirror, check the mirrors, signal, and then carry the maneuver. And even though you signal, you still have to check your mirrors, because they may have some errant driver might want to overtake. But when you overtake, you should be able to see into the area. Going back to the overtaking, you must be able to see it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
But the driver in front has a responsibility also to communicate. So he has to use his mirror. If you know you're changing course, you should, one, check your mirror. Or rather, reduce your speed, check your mirror, signal, and then carry the maneuver. And while you're carrying the maneuver, there's nothing wrong in checking again. So those are the things of responsibility of a driver should carry out. More often than not, it doesn't happen. There are sometimes people carry out their signal well, or they no signal at all.
Yeah, no, the signal's suddenly on you. They've been driving at a particular speed. There's a possibility, like some people are unsure of where they're
last
going.
Last minute something.
They're not sure. So they were given directions, we're not sure. And maybe that could contribute to signaling a little later.
Look for signage. Say if your signage, right. So you're going to reduce your speed.
Mm-hmm.
So when a driver says a person reducing speed, they might think, well, this person is not sure where they are or where they want to turn. So give them a chance to make count the maneuver and clear the road.
Mm-hmm.
But the mere fact you move from your side of the road and you go over on the other side, it means that you have to take extra caution. So the man in the rear is more likely to be had a greater responsibility than the other person who's in front.
The person who's overtaking.
But the other person in front has a responsibility also.
Right.
To make sure they're safe. So there's nothing wrong in being overly safe.
Mm. Something I saw more than once, but recently, over the weekend, overtaking in a corner. I see that too often.
The law prohibits it. In the same regulation that I really alluded to a moment ago, it tells you should not overtake at the brow of a hill or overtake in a corner. The same regulation 31.6. There are number of points there, apart from overtaking where the roads intersect or far. But again, knowledge, driver education is important, that some forum is provided where persons can be taught these things where the law is concerned, where the highway code, yes, it might be available, but people have the highway code and never read them.
Hmm. I'm wondering how many people actually know that is illegal, and others who think, well, that's just common sense. I would not overtake, as you say, the brow of a hill, because you can't see what's coming.
You can't see.
And in a corner. Did you know, 2664862, did you know that that's actually illegal, or did you know that it was, or was it just common sense to you? Interesting. We can find out how much we actually know as opposed to how much we assume. You've been in this thing for years. In your experience where collisions were concerned, Mr. Blaze, how many people actually know the law as it the road traffic laws?
I don't think enough persons, because I believe that at the training, when you're learning to drive, the driving instructor who's introducing you to the road should be the person who give you that in education. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, it don't seem so, because somebody tell people things about joint enforcement, and you tell people, but it is a law, they didn't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't know. You pass a test. You were prepared for the test. What's it? So maybe the ministry has the part to play, decide, well, let's have driver education at some point. Retraining is so important. That's why I talk about driver education. Retraining is important so that persons could be more informed. And like you said last week, and others have said before, when you pass your test, you now have to learn to drive. Mm-hmm. So the driving instructor preparing you for the test or for driving? Because he has to know the law. He has to know the highway code.
Wow.
Is there any provisions for that?
Then there's another scenario too, so Blaise could speak to, is persons stopping minibus drivers, stopping indiscriminately on the roads and cutting person by surprise. Persons now drive now right underneath the minibus, and then they attempt now to pull to the right, mm-hmm. to pass this minibus, another dangerous maneuver in terms of overtaking as well.
Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to
see. The overtaking I know you have that as a subject coming up later, because then you show me the outline, but overtaking is another matter. There are other considerations of overtaking that need to be looked at, but you should not, and worse than yet, whether if it's a left-hand drive vehicle, because as a left-hand drive vehicle, you have to increase your following distance. You have to increase your following distance to make a decision, because you can't drive the same way with a right-hand drive that you drive with the left-hand drive.
You're literally in a blind spot when you think about it.
That's
just
right.
By the nature,
so you have to
vehicle.
Increase your following distance so to give you a chance to see. And then if a car is coming in, you're coming in the opposite direction, you have to judge the speed. Can I overtake and get back to my side safely before I meet that other vehicle? So those are the things that you have to be concerned with. So this is why I say that driver education is so important. And sometimes when you have as a parent, you need to help your youngsters to make sure that they understand how to overtake and when to overtake and the considerations when overtaking. So that's why I go back to the thing. Is it legal? If it is legal, more often like not, there's a solid line where intersect. At a T-junction or Y-junction is a solid line. So the solid line is illegal. If it's a solid line, you shouldn't overtake, you shouldn't cross it. If it's a broken line, it's very unlikely you have a broken line at a junction. And it's a junction where you're going to stop. So those are the things. It is not legal. So you should not be overtaken at that juncture. So the person overtaking the turn right, that should not happen. You're putting yourself at risk. All more often than not, they're in a hurry.
Yes.
So those are the things that you need to avoid as drivers. If we can do that, we can make the roads safer.
Much safer than they are right now. Is it legal? Is it safe? Is it actually necessary? Sometimes people tear past you. You end up at the traffic light right behind them.
That is so true.
And it's like, where were you going?
Okay, people are just in a hurry.
Here we are together, sir, ma'am. Well, in the next minute and a half that we have, anything else?
Is it that the public are saturated now with the information and they never knew the cat? They won't call in, they're not participating?
No, there are plenty of comments here, you know. I know it's illegal. You could never see around a corner. Good morning to your guests. Well, you would think so, but you still see people do things like that.
But if you ask them how do they rate their driving on a scale of 0 to 10, most of them will say that they're 989. Yet they're not aware that these things that just happen.
Can you have like nine moments and then have a 6 or a 5?
you can have them. You believe you're so competent, yet there's so many collisions occurring.
Yes. Anyway, gentlemen, we are out of time. You want to wrap up?
We'll continue this series next week, and we'll educate the public, because our aim is to reduce the number of motor accidents on our roads.
Thank you very much. Anton Lovell and Mr. Leon Boyd. And that was 15 Minutes with Cooperators General Insurance. And please remember that questions can be sent to Sabrina Howard at showard at coop, C-O-O-P, general.com. Good morning to you.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Cooperators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. for 15 minutes with Cooperators General Insurance discussing preventative actions drivers can take to avoid motor accidents.